How do you feel, ladies?
Lucky!
And you are lucky, too. The luckiest ladies in town. Guests for the next half hour of Lady Go Lucky, America's newest fun show, presented Monday through Friday at this time by 10 fine sponsors, including Swift's All Sweet Margarine, Betty Lou Potato Chips, Golden State Cottage Cheese, Lady Lee Canned Foods, and Ben-Hur Coffee. And now, let's meet the luckiest man in town, your host, Tom Baxter. Come on, Tom.
Thank you, ladies. Thanks also to you men in our audience. Welcome to the first broadcast of your new show, Lady Go Lucky. Our special guests today are you at your radio and 200 ladies of the Sunnyside Methodist Church and the Children's Welfare League here in our studio who will compete for $50 in cash prizes as the highlight feature of our show. Now, we're not going to go into any lengthy explanations right now. Just hang on to your loudspeakers and you'll find out. First of all, I see George Fenneman here has two attractive ladies from the audience in tow coming up to the microphone. Would you mind introducing me here, George?
Hello, Tom. They're Mrs. John Gullion and Mrs. Ellen Nally.
Mrs. Nally and Mrs. Gullion. Well, let's speak to Mrs. Nally here first. Oh, my goodness. Redhead and everything here, huh?
Redhead? Well, that's the first
blonde?
Time I've been called a redhead.
A blonde, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're
a
cute.
A dizzy blonde.
Oh, wait a minute. You're not so dizzy. Tell me, where are you from, Mrs. Nally?
Well, I live in Hollywood, but my home originally was St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. Used to live in St. Louis, Missouri. I really did. Oh, well. Wonderful place up there. Uh-huh. All right, and here is Mrs. Gullion. Is that Gullion?
Gullion.
Gullion. G-U-L-L...
I-O-N.
I-O-N, I see. And you're from where, Mrs. Gullion?
I'm from Novella, Iowa, in Monroe County.
In Monroe County. Novella, you say?
Novella, Iowa.
I see. You married, Mrs. Gullion?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 35 years.
35 years. Who's the boss in the family?
Both of us.
Both of us. You get along. Who's the boss in your family, Mrs. Nally?
Well, I'm sorry to say I'm a widow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, now let's go on here and see what we have in the way for you ladies. You may not know it, but before this program is over, one of you two charming ladies is going to have the honor of being chosen our very first, what, do you know?
Lucky lady.
What's my name, do you know?
No.
You know? My name is Van Johnson, Mrs. Nally. I'm very happy to know you there. Yeah. Oh, that's all right. My name is Tom Paxton. One of you ladies is going to be chosen our Lady Go Lucky, and both of you are going to walk out of the studio loaded down with wonderful things, believe you me. Does that sound good to you?
Sure does.
I'll bet it does. Well, this is how it works. Now, I'm going to have you, Mrs. Nally, you go over to the right side of the stage, and we'll say this chair over here. Is that all right with you?
Right.
All right, and you, Mrs. Gullion, wait a minute, we're not through talking here yet. You, Mrs. Gullion, Mrs. Nally's running off from us. Mrs. Gullion, you go over to the other side of the stage here, and all during the program, you keep your ears open wide. Very wide, because throughout the show, we're going to mention a magic word. Now, whenever you hear that magic word, race for the center of the stage. And right over here by the other microphone, there's a bell and a horn. Now, the first one each time to ring the bell or blow the horn and shout, Lucky, she's the gal who's going to receive a very beautiful prize on the Lady Go Lucky show. Now, Mrs. Nally, what do you say? You toot the horn here. And Mrs. Gullion, you ring the bell. Now, let's hear you say, yell lucky, Mrs. Nally.
Lucky?
Oh, that's not quite loud enough. Go ahead.
Lucky!
Louder than that, Mrs. Nally.
Lucky!
I think that's fine. All right. How about you, Mrs. Gullion?
Lucky!
Oh, my goodness. That's pretty lucky. All right. Well, let me hear you blow the horn, Mrs. Nally. Real hard. Oh, fine. Toot the bell. All right. We're all set here, ladies. Go to your corners. Now, to the one who has the most prizes by the end of our 30 minutes, we'll go a very special grand prize. Oh, by the way, ladies, would you like to know what the magic word is for today? The magic word is tasty. T-A-S-T-Y. That's right. Keep those ears in my direction all during the show. And regardless of what I'm saying, just rush for your bell or your horn, shout lucky, and toot 'em or ring 'em, as the case may be. Now that you're over at your chairs and all set, by the way, you want to be sure and pay particular attention to messages from our sponsors, because we're going to sneak them in there once in a while on you. We're going to tell you about some mighty tasty dishes that you can make from their products. And, yes, sir, we are mighty tasty dishes, T-A-S-T-Y.
Yell lucky! Go ahead and yell lucky! Yell it!
Hey, you forgot the magic word. Oh, fine, Mrs. Nally. All right. She yelled lucky, and that... Whoa, you're not through yet. You have a wonderful prize coming up here. It's a Karasent perfume dispenser, Isn't that wonderful? And a can of that wonderful Rancho vegetable soup. Your family's going to love it, Mrs. Nally, and thank you very much. All right, now you ladies want to be showing very particular attention because we're still going to sneak a few more of those over on you.
Hey, Tom, I've got a game I'd like to play with you.
Well, I love games, but I'm just a little leery of any games you might want to play there, George Fenton.
Well, it's a kind of a psychological game. You see, I say a word, and you say the first word that comes to your mind.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. In other words, you can tell from the word that I answer by whether I eat crackers in bed and so on. Huh? Is that right?
Well, not quite, but we'll try. Now, here's your first word.
All right.
Black.
White.
Pink.
Elephants.
Beautiful women.
Is that enough, brother?
Let's try this wonderful coffee.
Oh, Ben-Hur.
The richest color, the most tempting aroma, the grandest flavor.
Ben-Hur.
Fragrant, full body, tasty.
Ben-Hur. Oh, there's it. Y'all lucky. Oh, Mrs. Gullion, y'all lucky. You were the first. You did? Well, that's fine. I want to give you something over here. Did you say tasty, George?
I said tasty, Tom.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Here we go again. All right, ring it. Oh, fine. Well, I slipped up there once. I shouldn't have mentioned
that word.
That word. That's right.
Well,
so we're going to have to give you a prize over here. I think it's a fine box of Fay's fruit miniatures. Luscious candy filled with liquored fruits. That's for you, Mrs. Gullion, and also a loaf of Langendorf bread. It's always fresh. It's always good. It's for you. All right, go ahead, George.
Tom, you're doing fine, and so is Mrs. Gullion. But right now, I'd like to consult my analytical charts to see how you did on this test I gave you. Say, this is terrific. You're sensational.
Oh, shucks, really, it weren't nothing there, George.
Well, maybe you think it wasn't nothing, Tom, but when your inner mind was revealing your innermost thoughts, you were putting into words what everybody thinks once they've tasted Ben-Hur coffee.
You're wrong, George. You put it into words. All I said was Ben-Hur.
And that's enough to say whenever you ask your grocer for coffee. Just say Ben-Hur, and he'll give you a pound of coffee packed with a quality tradition that assures you the finest cup of coffee that ever graced your table. You try a pound and see, huh?
You know, they say there's an awful lot of coffee in Brazil, but at the rate Georgie Fenneman sells it, it won't be there very long. Hello there. How would you like to have a nice, delicious cup of Ben-Hur coffee?
Sure.
How old are you, by the way?
18.
My goodness. Well, welcome to the Lady Go Lucky broadcast, and we'll fix up that cup of coffee right after the show, huh? Say, how long have you been married? You are married, I see.
3 days.
3 days, uh-huh. Oh, my goodness, that's wonderful. Is her husband down there?
Right.
Where is he? Oh, you're the fellow I talked to. Let's give her husband a very big hand here. What do you say? I think that's wonderful. And what is your name?
Ruth Maxwell, Mrs. Thornton.
Oh, you almost slipped, didn't you? Marvelous. What was your name, your bachelor name, more or less?
Matthews.
And now it's Mrs. Sorensen, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's wonderful, Mrs. Sorensen. Tell me, how about those early days of courtship? Where did you first meet your husband?
I wrote him a letter.
You wrote, where was he?
He was in the Navy.
He was in the Navy? How did you find out about him?
Well, every year at the high school I went to, we had to write to the servicemen that had graduated from there.
Oh, I see.
He was the one I picked.
They forced you to meet him, huh? Are you glad you did?
I sure am.
Well, fine. Tell me, how long did you write to him? He was overseas, huh?
No, he was in Texas. San Diego.
Where were you? San Diego. All right. Tell me, was it a whirlwind courtship after he got home and everything?
Well...
Did you just sort of spin and get married, you know?
No, we sort of drifted into it.
Oh, I see. What was he, a soldier or a sailor?
Sailor.
He was, I was in the Navy myself. Hiya there, Mac. All right. Tell me, do you ever go dancing together?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You a jitterbug by any chance?
No.
You're not, huh? You go down to the Palladium much?
No.
Oh, you
We're
don't?
We're just in Los Angeles for our honeymoon.
Oh, I see. Where are you from originally?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Hello there. My goodness, it's wonderful to see you. I just came down from San Francisco a couple of days ago myself. This, Mrs. Sorensen, this is our Song of Romance department. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
It is? All right. What was that? What is your favorite romance song?
I Love You Truly.
You do. Well, I think that's one of, I think we should keep that a secret in front of your husband. Really, I do. You don't mind me standing here with my arms around her like this, do you? Oh, certainly not. I don't mind it at all. All right. I Love You Truly. Well, what makes that song so different from all the other love songs, Mrs. Sorensen?
Well, it started out as my mother's favorite song, and she used to play it all the time when we were together at my house, so we just kind of got to liking it, too.
Oh, isn't that swell? I'd like to hear that song right now, wouldn't you? Sort of bring back memories and everything, huh? Wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then let's hear it. You go right ahead and sing it to me, Mrs. Sorensen. Go right ahead.
Now?
Yeah, now. That's all right. I'm really not fooling. I do want to hear it. I don't care what kind of a voice you have. I'd like to hear the song just the way you can sing it. If you'd like to, you can sort of close your eyes and... What's your husband's name? Huh?
Sonny.
Sonny, you can look at Sonny down there and sing the song to him. Isn't that nice? If you don't know all the words, you just hum or whistle the part you don't know, and I think we'll enjoy it. Go ahead and sing. Let me lower the microphone here for you. You want me to help you start it?
I love you truly, truly, dear. Life with its sorrows, life with its tears, faith into dreamland, when you are near. For I love you truly, truly, dear.
Isn't that wonderful? Big kiss, Mr. Sorensen. Oh, boy. He kissed her. Boy, you've got that lipstick all over you. While she was singing, we got Sonny Sorensen up here, and he's standing now with his arms around her. Well, Mrs. Sorensen, that was really great, and to show you how much we appreciate your fine performance and helping us out today, we want to give you a beautiful kit of Mildred Leary Cosmetics to give you a new lease on beauty and romance, created by one of the greatest cosmeticians in America. Isn't that wonderful? Huh? Do you
Thanks
like
a lot.
That? All right, yes, sir. Hey, George, I wonder what Mr. and Mrs. Sorensen had to eat for their first meal together after they were married.
Oh, I don't know, Tom. Let's ask her. Mrs. Sorensen, what did you and Mr. Sorensen have to eat at your first meal together after the knot was tied?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. Are you, do you have any Golden State cottage cheese?
No.
you didn't, huh?
No.
Say, Tom, this is terrible. This lady wanted to start her married life outright, and she and her husband didn't even have Golden State cottage cheese at their first meal together.
Oh, that's too bad, George. Mrs. Sorensen, we're going to make up for that. We're going to give you a package of Golden State cottage cheese to take home with you. It's the most wonderful cottage cheese you've ever tasted. Creamy, velvety textured. Just the cottage cheese that sort of melts in your mouth.
Oh, right? It sure does. And it adds a flavorful zest to all of the other dishes on your table. And it has a tang you'll never forget, just like Bob Hope's theme song.
A tang you'll never forget like Bob Hope's theme song? What's that, George?
Tangs for the memory?
Oh, that's too bad. Get out of here, Fenneman. Leave that package of Golden State here, will you? I just love that tasty cottage cheese. I really do. There she goes. She ran over. Who did you yell Lucky? You did. That was Mrs. Nally that ran to the center of the stage there. All right, Mrs. Nally, and for you, we have a lovely chenille robe by Moto Day. There it is. Isn't it nice? Huh? Isn't that swell? All right, and if it isn't your size, Mrs. Nally, you can exchange it at your nearest Moto Day shop. And by the way, we'd also like to give you a can of delicious, delectable Pismo brand clams. There it is, Mrs. Nally. You have your seat again and keep those ears open.
All right, Tom, now I'd like to introduce Miss Burgie Miller.
Well, Mrs. Miller, hello. And welcome to the Lady Go Lucky program. Where are you from?
Detroit, Michigan.
From Detroit, Michigan. I think that's marvelous. You married?
I'm a widow.
Oh, I see. Tell me, did you have any children, Mrs. Miller?
Yes, I have one son. I'm visiting him. He lives out in Beverly Hills. And you're in the audience with me.
Oh, is that so? Is he in movies or something?
No, he's a young writer.
Oh, I see. I see. You're not nervous, are you?
Oh, just a little bit.
Well, don't be nervous. I'm. That's the reason I'm in the radio business. Too nervous to steal, you know, Mrs. Miller. All right. You're the lucky lady who's going to be asked the lucky question today. Now, every day on our show, we're going to ask a lucky question, which will pay the person all the cash in our piggy bank. We have a piggy bank here, and today, there it is, today you are that person. You feel lucky, Mrs. Miller?
Rather.
You have a lucky rabbit's foot on you, maybe, or something like that?
Well, I don't.
You're not superstitious, huh? All right, well, you know, many of the ladies who preceded you weren't so very lucky. They missed, and so now our piggy bank has bulged to $45. If you fail to answer it correctly, $5 more will go into the piggy bank, and tomorrow you people at home will have a chance at the prize via your telephone. That goes on each day. We'll keep on pyramiding our cash until someone answers the lucky question correctly and empties the piggy bank. And we just start all over again with a fresh $5. You ready for that question, Mrs. Miller?
Hope I get it.
All right, then, here it goes. You be sure and listen carefully. No hints from the audience, please. If Charles Lindbergh had made his famous solo across the Atlantic on September 31st, 1927, instead of the date that he did make his flight, it would have been even more sensational. Why, Mrs. Miller?
Because there is no September the 31st.
Ooh, that's right. There's only 30 days in September. I didn't think you were going to get that. They asked me that question. I missed it, so help me. I really did. Thank you very much. You do accounting for the state of Michigan?
I do accounting for the state of Michigan. I have to follow all those things very closely, so it's not really a matter of luck.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Miller, and congratulations.
3,300, 9,000 USP units of vitamin A fortified.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on there, Fenneman. The war is over, you know.
Well, who's saying anything about the war?
You are. All those figures about the fortification.
Well, they were figures about fortification, but not the kind you think. I was talking about fortified margarine.
Oh, you mean all sweet margarine.
Of course. Swift and Company's all sweet margarine. What else?
Well, nothing else, Fenneman. You see, I know which side my bread is margarined on.
All right, Tom. And those 3,300 calories and 9,000 USP units of vitamin A supplied by a pound of fortified margarine are specific reasons why all sweet is an excellent and nutritive food.
That's right, George Fenneman. Not only that, it's also tasty. Now, let's see.
Certainly is.
Oh, there they go again. Another lady. Who did it that time first? Mrs. Gullion was first. Well, fine, Mrs. Gullion. For you, a bottle of Taboo perfume. Isn't that nice? And here's a can of Klapp's baby food all ready to serve. I know you'll enjoy it. Oh, there she is.
Let's see now. Now, where was I when you had to go out of that magic word?
Well, I don't know, George, but you should have been telling the ladies about that exclusive new Swift & Company coloring packet.
Oh, you're so right. You know, it makes tinting a lot simpler, opens easier, and all you do is just sprinkle the coloring out. It makes All Sweet a delicate golden yellow for your table. Ladies, Swift's All Sweet margarine is really wonderful. You'll enjoy it, and your family will enjoy All Sweet. Try it, won't you? And now, Tom, who's that coming this way now?
Well, we have two ladies coming over here now, George. Let me see. One of them here is dressed in a gray suit. You come right on around here and stand on the other side. That's fine. One in a gray suit with a sort of a peaked red hat. Peaked at the top, I mean. What eyes? Brown eyes there, huh? What's your name?
Mrs. Lou Harris.
Mrs. Lou Harris.
That's right. Am I talking loud enough?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think you are. Is she, Mr. Engineer? Yeah, she's talking loud. Where are you from, Mrs. Harris?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in Los Angeles now.
Well, hello, you all. Welcome to Lucky
too?
Lady Program.
You too.
I'm from Oklahoma myself.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glad
to know. Yeah, Okie, you know.
Oh, well, I
that's right.
That.
Well, we all kid about it down
I
there,
know
too.
It.
Welcome. Welcome to Lucky Lady, and let's see what
Thank
we have
you.
Here. Here's a very lovely lady with a fur. What kind of a fur is that around your neck?
They told me it was silver fox.
They did? Oh, that's wonderful. And you have a hat that sort of hangs down over your forehead there. What? You describe it to us. I can't do this.
Just a hat.
I see, and beautiful blue eyes. What's your name?
Right. This is Frank Anderson of La Jolla.
Of La Jolla. Where is La Jolla? Is that down in this part of the country?
Are you from California?
No, I'm from Oklahoma. I just got through saying that.
Well, it's down near San Diego on the coast, the Pacific.
Oh, I see.
Ocean.
Are you married?
Oh, yes.
What does your husband do?
He paints cars.
Oh, I see. I have a car that I think needs a little painting. Talk to me
Please
after the
come program. To La Jolla.
I'll do that. Now, you're the two ladies who said before we went on the air that you had a bone to pick with men. Is that right?
That's right.
Then welcome to Lady Go Lucky's Men Make Me Mad department. That's right. This department is devoted solely to letting you ladies give vent to all the little things about men that just sort of irk you. You know what I mean? Oh, you do? You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, let's get started then. To the one who puts up the best and most convincing case against the men, we're going to decide this by audience applause. To her will go a gorgeous gift. First of all, you, Mrs. Harris, what is it about men that makes you mad?
I love all men. I've had three husbands, and I love
them
all.
Oh, you've got three.
But a lot of things that I don't like. I'm kidding, darling.
Well, is this the fourth one down here?
Yes, the third one.
Oh, that's this is the third
the charm.
One. That's the charm, huh? Well, what made you get rid of the other two?
Oh, they passed on.
Oh, I see. Well, what is it about men that you don't like?
Oh, I don't like the way they leave the bathroom after they take a bath, the tub, and they...
Those little rings around the tub.
Those little rings around the tub, and they also the stationery and the shave and the mirror and the cabinet. Oh, and leaving the pajamas on the floor.
Oh, I see. Do you do that, Mr. Harris? Does Mr. Harris do that now?
I'm afraid to. I'm putting down, but he doesn't.
Oh, you're kidding. Yeah, don't hurt her when she gets home, will you? That she's only kidding.
That's right. And when I'm cooking, he comes in, tells me how to fix this and that. Oh, he's a pretty good cook, and I think I'll let him do all the cooking from there on.
Do you ever go down and run his business for him?
No, I'm afraid not. He's a musician.
Oh, I see. He's a musician. You can't play an instrument.
I can't do that.
All right, let's see now from Mrs. Anderson. What is it that you don't like, Mrs. Anderson, about men, that is?
Well, men seem to think women are stupid and are morons. For instance, they think it's very stupid of a woman because she can't get a pair of nylon hose, but they just rave. You've heard them rave when they can't get a $2 white shirt.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they don't think women know how to vote politically. They shouldn't do that. And there are all sorts of things like that. You can't fix the vacuum cleaner. Therefore, you're a moron. What woman should know how to fix a vacuum cleaner? That's not being a moron.
I agree with you there, Mrs. Anderson. I can't fix one myself. All right. Thank you, Mrs. Anderson. And now let's find out from our audience who our winner is. We'll hold our hands over the heads. First, here is Mrs. Harris. How about her, audience? All right. And now for Mrs. Anderson. All right, it looks like Mrs. Anderson here is the winner by our engineer up in the booth up there. According to our applause meter, Mrs. Anderson, you are the winner. So for you, we have a beautiful three-piece set of courtly men's toiletries there, Mrs. Anderson.
Is that nice?
That's not very nice that we should give you a man's gift. It wasn't quite fair, was it? Yeah, it is nice. Well, I'll tell you, go ahead and give that courtly's to the man who makes you mad, and we'll give you this beautiful sheer Moto Day nightgown. Is that nice?
Oh, that is beautiful.
You like that? Oh, fine. Well, thank you very much. And Mrs. Harris,
yes?
You were nothing short of sensational yourself.
Thank
so
you.
For you, here's a beautiful bunch of American Beauty roses from Lucky Forest. Isn't that nice?
So
all right, Mrs. Harrison, thank you very much for being with us. Now, by the way, although you say men make you mad, tell me, would it make you mad if I gave you a can of Lady Lee Melba peaches?
Of course not. I like them.
Oh, you do? You use them all the time, don't you?
Time.
That's what I thought. All right, or a can of Lady Lee corn, maybe?
Right.
You come right in here and talk to me. I didn't think you'd mind that a bit.
Not at all.
Because, you know, I found out the quickest way to a lady's heart is to see that she just doesn't have to spend too much time catering to a man's stomach. Isn't that right?
That's
right. Well, why spend a lot of time sweating over a hot stove then, Mrs. Harris, when it's so simple and economical and wonderful just to open up a can of Lady Lee canned foods? That's a question. That's right. You go ahead and answer me. Why is it so simple and economical?
Because you don't have to stand over a hot stove. You can just open them up and they're all ready prepared.
That's it. I think that's a good answer, Mrs. Harris. Now I want you to tell me why Lady Lee canned foods are so good. Go ahead. Tell me why.
Well, they're naturally delicious because they have all that natural flavor in them.
Isn't that the truth? It's because these Lady Lee foods are so fresh
That's
when they're
right.
canned, isn't that right? And because they take such painstaking care to see that Lady Lee foods are perfect when they reach you. That's right, too, isn't it? Well, fine. Mrs. Harris, you know, I found out a lot about Lady Lee canned foods from you, and I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, I suppose you just go right ahead and tell me what I have found out, will you? Go right ahead. Go on.
You want me to... Well, you found out that I don't like to cook, didn't you?
No, you don't. Well, after...
Well, I'm not especially.
You're the one with three husbands.
Yes.
Well, you've had a lot of appetites to fool with, haven't
you? I have.
All right, did those Lady Lee satisfy them all, didn't
absolutely.
They?
Oh, absolutely.
You bet they booch you. They did. All right, well, thank you very much, Mrs. Harris. I'm stumbling over my tongue here for coming up. You hear that bell? That means it's time for the feature event of the program. It's club time on our Lady Go Lucky show, Tom. Representatives of two outstanding women's clubs are here to compete for $50 in cash prizes to be used for their club charity. The Homemakers Club, which originated these Lady Go Lucky shows, has given over $58,000 in this manner. And any recognized club or organization can compete.
And right now, I'd like to present Mrs. Minerva Smith of the Sunnyside Methodist Church and Mrs. Mabel Dorr of the Children's Welfare
League.
Well,
Mrs. Smith and Mrs. Dorr, welcome to the Lady Go Lucky program. And you come right around here in front of the microphone. We'll move this hand mic out of the way here so you can talk to me. Hello, Mrs. Dorr. How are you?
Fine.
You're not nervous, are you?
Just a little
bit. Oh, yeah, but you don't look it at all. How about you, Mrs. Smith?
No.
No, you're not. You're going to have to move in here and speak up just a little bit, I think. Where are you from, Mrs. Smith?
From Missouri.
From Missouri.
Where the Paxtons are from.
For where the rest of the Paxtons say, you're just not kidding. There's a whole raft of us up in their hills. How about you, Mrs. Dorr?
I'm from New York City.
From New York City. What part of New York?
Manhattan.
Manhattan.
That's right.
You're not from Brooklyn, huh?
No, I'm not from
You're one of these dim doze guys. I see. All right. Well, tell me now, this is what we're going to do, ladies. You see that display counter over there? Well, it's just chock full of, it's right here in the center of the stage. It's just chock full of all of our sponsors' products. Now, that's not an ordinary display counter. No, it isn't. We're going to give you each here a basket. This is our question counter. Now, to each one of the... You go around here on the other side. That's right. I'll get here between you two ladies. Now, this is, as I say, not an ordinary display counter, ladies. This is our question counter. To each one of the boxes or the cans that you see here before you, there is attached a little slip of paper. On this paper, there's a question. Don't look at those questions down there. That's bad. They got the answers on them, you see. Now, here's what you are to order, whatever you want by name from our question counter. We'll take it from the counter. We'll read the question to you. And if you answer the question correctly, you get to put the product in your market basket and keep it. If you fail to answer it correctly, it goes to Mrs. Jim Johnson of Palo Alto, who sent the questions in that we're using. The one who piles up the most groceries wins $30 for her club, while she who comes out second best still makes $20 for her club. Do you both understand that correctly? All right, now we'll get started here with Mrs. Mabel Dorr of the Children's Welfare League. What would you like to order from our question counter, Mrs. Dorr?
I would like to order some margarine.
Some margarine. All right, here's the margarine right here, and here's the question. If you were walking up a downtown street and saw a Hottentot, a Hottentot, which of these things would be the most logical to do? Would you eat it? Would you wear it? Or would you shake hands with it? What would you do?
I'd shake hands.
You'd shake hands with it, and you'd be absolutely right. A Hottentot is a human being, is a native of Africa, so you get to keep the margarine there, Mrs. Dorr. And now let's move over here to our other lady, Mrs. Smith. And what is it that you'd like to pick from our counter?
Coffee.
The coffee. All right, we'll read the question. Who is the father in Bringing Up Father, Dagwood, Jiggs, or Daddy Warbucks?
Jiggs.
Jiggs is right. Bringing Up Father is the proper name for Maggie and Jiggs. You're tied now, ladies. And you, Mrs. Dorr, what did you like to have?
Some cottage cheese.
Some cottage cheese. The question on the cottage cheese is, which of these expressions would you be most likely to hear in a game of blackjack? Have you ever played blackjack?
No.
Well, would you be hearing tag, you're it, hands up, or hit me lightly?
Hit me lightly.
Hit me lightly is right. You got it, kid. All right. And now you're just one ahead here of Mrs. Smith. What is it that you'd like to have, Mrs. Smith?
I'll take the beans.
You'll take the beans. All right. That's what I have my hand on here. Which of these terms is not associated with skiing? Herringbone, telemark, or promistan? Which of these terms is not associated with skiing? You better get this right now. You know, oh, yeah, one of them is associated with skiing. Just take a wild guess.
Herringbone,
telemark, or promistan?
Herringbone.
Herringbone is wrong. Oh, I'm sorry. It's promistan, which is a simple word used in double talk. That's the one that doesn't belong in there. So, Mrs. Dorr, that puts you one up here on Mrs. Smith. What is it that you'd like to have now from our counter?
The corn.
The corn. Oh, say, that's really tasty, that corn is, too. Oh, there they go. All right.
Hold the horn.
She blew it. And that's Mrs. Nolly this time. Well, Mrs. Nolly, for you, we have a wonderful prize here for you, Mrs. Nolly. Here, look at this, what we have for you. A gleaming, all-aluminum, fully automatic feather-touch electric iron, and it weighs only 3 pounds. Mrs. Nolly, for you, congratulations. And you keep listening over there now, Mrs. Gullion, because we're going to do this some more, you know. Here's the question for you, Mrs. Dorr, on the back of the can of corn. Why do camels have long eyelashes? So they'll look attractive to other camels, you know? Or so they won't get so much sand in their eyes? Or so their eyes won't be strained too much by the desert sun?
So their eyes wouldn't be stranded so much.
What is it?
So the eyes won't be stranded so
much. Yeah, stranded in back of the ear. No, I'm afraid that isn't right. It's to protect their eyes from the sun. So it looks like you missed out on this one, but you're still... Oh, there it is, ladies. School's out. That's all you can order from the question counter. So let's see which club is the winner. Counting the items in the market basket, we see that you have two items in here, Mrs. Dorr, and you, Mrs. Smith, you have one item. So let's see which club is the winner. Counting the items in the market basket, we see that you have two items in here, Mrs. Dorr, and you, Mrs. Smith, you have one item. So that means that, Mrs. Dorr, your club, the Children's Welfare League, has won. So here we're going to present you with $30 to be used for a charitable need. Is that right?
That's very
right. What's it going to be used for? Do you know, just offhand?
Well, I'd like to give it to the Salvation Army.
I think that's wonderful, Mrs. Dorr, and we'll have your $30 over here for you. And to you, Mrs. Smith, you're from the Sunnyside Methodist Church, and we have $20 for you. What's that going to be used for? Do you know?
Oh, I'd like to give it to the Children's Hospital, as I have they performed an operation on my little son 10 years ago.
Oh, I think that's wonderful, Mrs. Smith. And thank both you ladies for coming up and being with us here on the Lady Go Lucky program. It's really nice to have you.
Say, Tom, remember that psychological game we played at the beginning of the program today?
How could I forget it, George Fenneman?
Well, I want to play another game now.
My mother told me there'd be days like this, but I'll try anything twice. What is it this time?
Well, we're going to play picnic. Now, you've brought along your best girl, and I've brought along my Betty Lou potato chips.
Betty Lou potato chips? What happened to your girl?
Oh, I don't have one. I'm in love with your girl.
Gentlemen, this is ridiculous. My girl doesn't love anybody but me, and besides, I'm bringing along my own Betty Lou potato chip.
Oh, Tom, that ruins the whole game. I was supposed to win your girl over when I showed her what good taste I'd shown in stocking up with Betty Lou potato chips.
Too bad, George. You're in a dream world. Something like that would never work out in real life for either one of us anyway.
Why?
She'd probably bring along her own Betty Lou potato chips.
You're right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we ring down the curtain on our tasty little
drink. I think it's very... Oh, there goes Mrs... Oh! I don't know what we'd do in a case like that. I think Mrs. Gullion over here was first. All right, and to you, Mrs. Gullion, a Swedish crystal perfume bottle. I think you'll like it very much. Congratulations. And now let's see. I think it's just about time that we bring our ladies back up to the microphone and see who is selected to be our Lady Go Lucky for today. One of you two ladies who have been on the alert for our magic word all through the show is going to be crowned Lady Go Lucky right now. So how many prizes do you have there, Mrs. Nelly? Do you know just offhand? One, two, three over there. I see. And you have?
No.
How many? We're going to have to do some fast counting here. I don't remember keeping track myself. Mrs. Nolly is standing here with her back to us. Three apiece. Well, that means it's going to be a tie then, doesn't it? Huh? All right, so both of you ladies are selected our Lady Go Lucky today, and we're going to give your prizes to you later on. One of you ladies is going to win a Gruen very thin wristwatch, and there it is, and that goes to Mrs. Gullion. Mrs. Nolly, you stick around, and we're going to give both of you presents at the end of the show. Thank you very much for being our Lady Go Luckies, and congratulations to both of you. Yes, you certainly may. What is it you'd like to say?
I wanted to say, I forgot to tell you that this is my birthday today. And I came to Hollywood for the first time to see what would happen to a man.
Oh, this is your birthday, Mrs. Gullion? Oh, fine. Fine, fine. Well, congratulations. And thanks, Lady Go Lucky, and the rest of you lucky ladies. I've had a wonderful time for the past half hour, and I hope you've had one, too. We'll see you tomorrow in your warm homes, that is. Be sure to listen at 12 noon sharp. By the way, don't you folks here in the studio go away, because all of you are invited to stay and have lunch with us. Look at them sitting down there again.
Lady Go Lucky will be presented tomorrow by Rancho Soups, Flaps Baby Foods, Langendorf Bread, Bismol Clams, and Better Made Luncheon Meat. And is a fully copyrighted feature of the Homemakers Club. George Fenneman speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.